Today is the 24th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we have had an amazing weekend. We are now getting ready to go to church this morning. And so I pray that you guys are doing the same also. But for those of you that won't be heading to church today or will be tuning in online, I pray that you use this as an aid in your worship. Today is also the last Sunday in June, guys. Next week, Sunday, is the 1st of July, which means we have officially come to the end of 6 months. Is that right? Yeah, we've officially reached halfway mark of the year. That is what I wanted to say. What a month it has been, and what a time it has been in His presence. And so with all that said, we're going to go ahead and continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalm 73, 23 to 26. And it says this: "Yet I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Almighty God, thank you for being with us always, especially in those moments when life is most confusing and our fears are most troubling. Father, please give us faith to not only ask you honest questions, but to also trust you even when things don't look like they are all good for those who believe in you. Please help our faith hold firm as we wait for your mighty vindication of your people. This we pray in your name. And so, we're drawing to the end of a month. And we are getting ready over the next 6 days to enter into a new month. And these past 6 months have been an eye-opener. They have been amazing, full of ups and downs and full of decisions that need to be made and things that have to change. And some of us may be feeling, oh my gosh, 6 months has gone by so quickly. What have I done in the past 6 months? And some of us will be really happy with what we've accomplished thus far this year. And so no matter where you are in your journey, I want you to understand that just as the scripture has said, that you are always with you, He is always with you, and that He holds you by His right hand. I want you to continue to ask God to be your counsel. And I want you to continue to declare that there is no one else on earth that you desire but Him. And I know that for some of us, things are not looking the way that they should and things are not going quite right. And some of us listening to this would have probably had a rough year thus far. But I want you to understand that God loves you. I want you to understand that He cares for you. And I want you to understand that He is stretching out His arm to you right now and waiting for you to just take it. And I don't just mean take it because, you know, we hear it all the time. His arm is stretched out to us. But I want you to take it in faith and I want you to take it in trust. The Bible says that we should not throw away our confidence. I don't want you to throw away your confidence, because if you throw away your confidence, it means you don't trust Him. And so I want you to trust Him. I want you to rely on Him. I want you to go back to Him and say to Him that your promises are yes and amen. And I know with all my heart that God is going to answer every single one of your prayers. Oh, makatara basindi busha katara basindi ikitiri busha narabasi ikitiri busha kata. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are excited. We are excited. We are excited. Mark 5:34 says, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. I decree and declare today that your faith has healed you. I decree and declare that you will go in peace and you will be freed from your suffering. Matthew 9:29 says, then he touched their eyes and said, according to their faith, let it be done to you. He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Matthew 9:29. And so I decree and declare that as he touches your life today, as he touches your eyes, that according to your faith, let it be done to you. According to your faith, let it be done to you. I decree and declare that God will touch you today. I decree and declare that he will touch your eyes and that you will begin to see things in a different way, that you will begin to see things in a new light, and that according to your faith, let it be done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I just want you to reflect on his word and meditate on his word. Meditate on his word. Matthew 15:28 said, then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. At that moment. In this moment, where is your faith? How strong is your faith? Can Jesus say to you right now, you have great faith, your request is granted? I want to believe that he can. I want to believe that right now, God is saying to you that you have great faith. I want to believe that right now, God is saying your request is granted. I want to believe that right now, God is granting your heart desires. He is healing your homes, healing your marriages, healing your body. He is restoring your finances. He's restoring your businesses. He's restoring your education. He's restoring your heart. He's mending your heart. He's renewing your mind. He's renewing your spirit. He's bringing you into a new place. I want to believe that on this day, the 29th of April, 2018, that God is saying to every single one of us that you have great faith and your request is granted.
God.
There are so many things I can tell you. So many things I can sing to you. So many things I want to tell you, God. If I begin to name your blessings, that I'm able to see another day, that I'm able to breathe, that I can see with my eyes, I can touch with my hands, I can hear with my ears, and I can taste with my mouth. Oh God, you've been good. You've been mighty, mighty, mighty good to me. You've been mighty good to my family. You've been mighty good to my friends. You've been mighty good in this ministry. You've been mighty good, oh God. You've been mighty, 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 mighty good. Oh, oh, yeah. My heart is filled with joy. My heart is filled with peace. My heart is filled with your love. My heart is filled with your grace.
So our declaration of the day says this: I declare it is not too late to accomplish everything God has placed in my heart. I have not missed my window of opportunity. God has moments of favor in my future. He is preparing me right now because he is about to release a special grace to help me accomplish that dream. This is my time. This is my moment. I receive it today. This is my declaration.
Never to forget that the safest place in a fallen world is to remain in the center of your will. No matter where we are, who we are with, or what circumstances may seem to be looming on the horizon, we pray that we may stay in the center of your perfect will each day of our lives, and that we walk worthy of our calling and live in a way that is pleasing to you. May we learn to walk by faith each moment of the day and not be swayed by sight or feelings or emotions. And may we learn to trust your word more and more with each passing day, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please you. For it is our heart's desire that in all we do and say, we may be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us not only to do what is good and acceptable in your eyes, but help us to speak and think right. May we live in a right relationship with you, walk humbly before you all the days of our lives. And we pray that we may develop an attitude of grateful praise and thanksgiving. Help us to water all that we say and do with prayer. And may our actions and attitude be rooted in your love and surrounded by your grace. O Lord, we pray that the words of our mouth be pleasing and acceptable to you, and that our conversation be always full of grace and seasoned with salt. And grant us wisdom, we pray, to know how best to answer everyone with whom we come in contact with today, with love, but with compassion also. This we ask in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen.